There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is an integral part. It's actually how it all began. Talkers Magazine led to Talkers.com, which led to Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. And now we have Talkers Who Think. Can you imagine? It's actually thoughtful talkers. I'm saying that not facetiously, but
in other words, it's artificial intelligence finally connecting, and we have consciousness.
I hadn't thought about it that way. That's very good. Artificial. Maybe we can find some robots to do talk. You know how they...
Some of the people I've heard on the air sound like robots. That's another story.
You know how
here are the latest talking points.
Yeah, that we got from Mark Levin or whoever it is that distributes them. The GPS voice. I have a car that's made in England that I drive, and so the voices sound English, and I always refer to the fellow who does the speaking as Nigel. But they have, through all of the wonderful realities of what we have now in terms of this, all this technology and all these people put their, can you imagine the software programs that went into building that so that there is, you put an address onto this screen and it knows where you are and can take you from where you are to that place. And Nigel, as you go along the way, I mean, he's never been on these roads. How does he know I have to turn left in 600 feet or I got to turn right in a mile? It's astounding, frankly.
How do they get the voice to sound so real is what I...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, the point is...
Nigel or whoever it is.
Right. If we can get those things to sound real, you know, they're doing robots at McDonald's that people wanted too much money, so we'll fire all the people, we'll hire robots to make your hamburgers. Who's to say that some crazy innovator isn't going to come up with some robotic voice, some computer that has a voice that can handle phone calls or come up with ideas or talk?
We're only about 10 or 15 years away from computers being able to create, you know, movies and songs by actors and singers that are dead.
Yeah.
You can do that now. Be able to tell the difference. They can make, I mean, they can do it now, but I mean, they'll be able to do it to perfection where you'd be able to go and see a new Marilyn Monroe movie, for example.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Where that you're seeing Marilyn Monroe or a new Frank Sinatra song or a new Beatles record and have it be actually their voices digitally reconfigured to new words and new songs.
Yeah.
You'd be seeing Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
But she would never have been doing what her, you know, avatar would be doing. And I think we're going to reach the day where that will be commonplace.
Yeah. Yeah,
if they hire you at the studio, they do a scan of you. Okay, we're gonna do a scan of Doug Steffen's voice. Mm-hmm. We're gonna do a scan of his appearance. They get it from every angle, and all of a sudden, you hear radio shows by Doug Steffen that you didn't even do.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. It's a holograph in words, in a manner of speaking.
Yeah. This is part of the world to be.
Yeah.
It's actually happening. You want me to do the survey?
Yeah, let's do that, and then we'll go off onto whatever toots we are likely to go off. This is the countdown for the week of July 6th through the 10th from the top 10 in terms of stories and topics and the top people making conversational news or focus. Go ahead, Michael.
All right, we have at number 10 the U.S. Women's Soccer World Cup victory. At number 9, Bill Cosby allegations, and that's tied with another story. The Redskins lose their trademark right. At number 8, we have the climate change debate, and that's tied with the Hillary Clinton subpoena case. So obviously we have more than 10 stories in the top 10, so we have some ties.
Yes.
At number 7, celebrity gossip, Ariana Grande donut licking incident. At number 6, ISIS atrocities tied with Iran nukes negotiations. Number 5, very, very big issue, the South Carolina Confederate flag issue. At number 4, the 2016 presidential candidates. At number 3, the illegal immigration sanctuary cities controversies. At number 2, the Greece debt crisis. At number one, China's market plunge, and that's tied with global market reactions. The people on our survey, Reince Priebus at 10, Ariana Grande at 9, Trey Gowdy at 8, Bill Cosby at 7, John Kerry at 6. Number 5 is a tie between Nikki Haley and Jenny Horne. We have Bernie Sanders at 4, Donald Trump at 3, Hillary Clinton at 2, and number 1 is the President of the United States, Barack Obama.
All right, so the focus on Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush. Those are the three names this week, and it was all about money and politics being connected. The money that Jeb Bush has raised, $114 million so far. Hillary Clinton, about 40-some-odd million so far. They're all getting on the phone. They're talking to the people that run these corporations. The corruption is rampant. People are so interested in Benghazi. Let's get Hillary Clinton to come and talk about her emails and all that other stuff. That's such nonsense. The real story here, and good talk radio people, it seems to me, this is my judgmental call. The real story is not what these people are talking about at all. It's where does Mrs. Clinton and where does Jeb Bush or where do any of these people get the Rolodex where the numbers and the names of people who are big corporate donors, where does that come from? Is that coming from Reince Priebus, who is the Republican chairman of the committee, or whoever his counterpart is since Terry, what's-his-face, was elected governor of Virginia? I forget who the Democratic cohort is for Reince Priebus. But whoever runs these people, do they have the Rolodex? Do they give it to these candidates and say, here you go, give it your best shot? But when you look at the money, yesterday, I think I saw something, and I mentioned it on the air on my Good Day program, $4 billion expected to be spent just for the presidential campaign alone. And do you understand the corruption that that brings about? You know, there was something, and I'm on a toot here now, but I think it has some value as we put it together with these various stories, Michael. The contention that the Army's got to lay off 40,000 soldiers because of the sequestration budget cuts, and yet every single defense contractor, the military industrial complex, all of those contracts will be fulfilled. They will all be paid, and we have tools around that can't be used because we don't have enough people to use them, or we don't have people that know how to use them, or we don't need them in the first place. So that kind of corruption is the focus of sort of what we're talking about here. We'll pause for a moment and spend a little more time on that. You can send your email comments to Doug at DougStephan.com or Michael at TalkersMagazine.com.
TalkersMagazine.com.
TalkersMagazine.com. Yes, thank you. Talkers, Michael at Talkers.com. We'll continue in a moment here on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that
anytime
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold.
For over 75 years, Geico's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Julie Law of Amazon.com. On July 15th, which is the eve of Amazon's 20th birthday, we're introducing Prime Day, a one-day global shopping event offering Prime members more deals than Black Friday. Prime members can shop thousands of lightning deals and receive unlimited, fast, free shipping. The deals start at midnight Pacific time, with new deals starting as often as every 10 minutes. To participate in Prime Day, anyone can sign up for a 30-day free trial of Prime at Amazon.com/Prime Day. Plus, there's so much more to Prime than deals. We're also kicking off the Primality Photo Contest, so members can submit photos for the chance to win a $10,000 Amazon gift card. Just show us how Prime has helped you save time or money or have more fun. We call that Prime Living. To participate in the photo contest, go to Amazon.com/Prime Living.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. So I laid forth my, stipulation, my ideas when it came to the total corruption of the system and how these people are so powerful that their contracts with the government don't get cut, but the people who are making $34,000 a year, whatever it is, that are in uniform, they're just so much chopped liver. What do you think of my contention?
I agree with you that corruption runs politics. I mean, I say that every week.
Am I naive? Is that the human condition? Is that just something we have to expect?
No. You're not naive at all. You're tuned in. I don't think that we should accept that. I think that we should understand it. I think that we should understand that there's always a little bit of grease to make the wheels turn, that there's always a little bit of salt to make the stew tasty within the human condition. I'm not a moralist. I don't think anybody should be so pious and so holy that they're above a little bit of rascality, to use the term. But I do believe that when it gets out of hand, it brings down the system. And I think that we're at a point now where it's way out of hand.
Yeah, it really is.
I say that very carefully so as not to sound, again, like a moralist. I'm not a fan of moralists. I'm not a fan of idealists. This is not a perfect world. And human beings are imperfect by their very nature. But we do have to have ideals. And we should have certain standards about ethics and integrity, compassion, and honesty. And when we lose sight of those and just say, well, this is the way it is, there's no other way, then we're in deep, dark trouble and we can head into a very dark age. So I agree with you.
So under the circumstances, if we go back to what many call the golden age of talk radio, it was filled with people who, whether they were moralists or not, they took all of this material and they ran with it and they gave the listenership and maybe stations and ideas consciousness that we don't seem to have now, and the people on the air are not willing to, not many of them, or not as many as used to be the case, aren't willing to stick their necks out for principle.
That's your observation.
Yeah, mine. Yeah.
I wouldn't say that I see that. I think that I may not agree with everything out there, but I don't think that they're necessarily not brave or cowardly. I think it's very dangerous to be a talk show host, and just the very act of going on the air and stating an opinion
That's sort of what I meant about the good old days. All right, we'll continue with lots of information about the world of news talk radio. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the weekly source for our overview of these top talk topics, continues with me. I'm Doug Steffen on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Our Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com, he presents to us the stories and people each week, and then the overview of what's going on in this fascinating format that has never found its like on television. There have been a lot of imitators trying to do on TV and in other circles what happens in two-way exchanges in conversation that's live on radio stations that we're talking on and to every week. Michael, I don't know that you can duplicate this. It's what it, Jerry Williams just called it, vox populi.
Television is a very different psychological thing, and even though there are some very good talk shows on television, in some cases interviews go well on television. There are some very good interview programs, and we've seen some good stuff. Mm-hmm. But the intimacy and the direct brain-to-brain communication of radio, audio media, is very difficult to duplicate in any other form.
Well, that's the point, I think, here, and because it's left so much to the imagination, the good people who are great imagers, the imaging, if you will, the imagination, taking words, phrases, sentences, paragraphs, and drawing pictures with them. There are a lot of people who have really done extraordinary. I always think of what happened late at night on WOR when Gene Shepard was on and the stories that he would tell. And, you know, even some of the other folks that have been on, Barry Farber, who's still on the radio. What great wordsmiths they are. And, you know, they could tell a story and you knew they knew what they were talking about. I think sometimes when you listen to the radio, I'm not always sure the people on the air know what they're talking about.
Well, you see, the main reason for that is because it's like expansion sports. When there were only eight teams, the best baseball players got to be in the major leagues. Of course, I'm talking about after they got rid of the color barrier.
Yeah.
Every time you have more and more teams, you have to have more and more players. When you have more and more players, the bar is lowered as to, you know, what's a major league player.
Uh-huh.
Well, the same thing has happened in talk radio. The days of the, you know, the Long John Nebels, the Barry Grays, the Barry Farbers, Michael Jackson, some of the great great talk show hosts of the pre-modern era, there were only a handful of stations that had talk shows.
Yeah.
The one guy late at night doing a talk show, you couldn't get a show like that on a station that basically played music if you were an empty-headed dolt.
Yeah.
Or were reading liner notes, you know, or talking points. You had to be a fascinating individual to do it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, shut up and play records.
One of the guys that comes to mind in that ilk is a guy named Larry Glick, who was on WBZ in Boston, I think, for 23 or 24 years during that. Yeah. They tried him on the daytime schedule. It didn't work. He only worked at night. And he was so great at having fun with people, putting them on, having intelligent discussions and silly discussions. That's the kind of guy. I don't even think about Michael Jackson or some of the people that have been on during the day. I'm with you as I listen to you go through all this.
It was very challenging to get that gig. That's why when I was a young DJ, I strived to be a talk show host.
Yeah.
Because in those days, that was really special. That was black belt radio.
Oh, yes.
Today, today it's a format.
Yeah, when I listen to the people that I've used to replace Glick, I won't mention names, but to listen to that same radio station today, it's such trivial tripe and nonsense. There's nobody thinking about how, I mean, it really is, it's garbage compared to the days when those guys were on. And we're here as cheerleaders, and I want to encourage people, as you're suggesting, who are good and have great ideas to come forward. Maybe they have an opportunity at Talkers Radio. Maybe there's a podcast to get them started so they can go on.
We're pretty terrible cheerleaders.
All right, so we're going to turn it around in a moment.
Cheerleaders going, oh, you stink. You won a victory
you ever won in days. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
By now you know that wireless technology, like cell phones, do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to the cheerleading squad for Talk Radio. This is Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison joins us every week at this time. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. They come up with the charts. In this case, it's the first full week of July. We're working our way through the summertime, and people say, nothing going on this summer. There's no news. That goes back to your conversation of a few minutes ago where you were extolling the value of when there were fewer opportunities available, the talk hosts were better. Now there are more positions available because the format is more popular, and so the quality of the people on the air may not be as great. But there still is. There are those opportunities. There still are people who know how to, what is it, turn a phrase. Isn't that the expression that's used?
Yeah, they're wordsmiths. They turn a phrase and tell a story, have an original point of view on a story that everybody's talking about.
Yeah.
One of the biggest problems I have, one of my biggest areas where I'm critical, is when people are just repeating what they hear somebody else say.
Yeah.
And this is not only in talk radio, Doug. This is in almost every field of endeavor. If you go to the bookstore, you go to the shelf for anything from gardening to psychic phenomena.
That's what everybody else has said already before.
All these books are the same book written by different people. They're all saying the same thing.
Yeah, right. That's especially true in the self-help department, where there are probably four or five really good books that tell it all, and then the rest of them are all plays on the
I just got a press release this morning from a publicist for one of our shows. Would you put this person on? They're going to tell you how to eat healthier. Don't have too much fat in your diet. Be sure to walk every day. Don't smoke. I mean, I say to myself, why would somebody write a book like that?
Why would they publish a book like that? Who would publish a book like that?
But they do.
I know they do.
Books like that, and that's the same thing with talk radio. Mm-hmm. When I hear somebody on the air, some whippersnapper who doesn't even know how to, you know, just got out of school, doesn't even know how to, you know, balance his own checkbook, complaining about government is too big and Obama's a lousy president, and blah blah blah. I go, how do you know? Who are you. And, yeah. and it's the same talking points that you hear
married to
before.
Them.
That's not the same
no.
as Barry Farber spinning a story and,
nope.
and doing his analysis of
yep.
Harry Truman and World War II. You know,
all right.
And I'm not saying the old days were better. I'm saying that when things become formulaic,
yep, predictable,
it's not the same.
All right. Now you have in Talkers Magazine or Talkers.com, you have increasingly become a more a person who's telling stories about the business as well as talking with some of the people who are in the business. There's a section at Talkers.com called Up Close and Far Out. And each week you discuss the state of our radio business, and there's somebody that has a different point of view, different area of expertise. So this caught my attention this week, and I wanted to call people's attention to it. A conversation here with Nick Michaels, who has been a voice that many people have heard over the years, done lots of great commercials. You hear his voice and you recognize it. And you talk about what it is, and in this circumstance, I think you're basically talking about commercials and advertising, trying to get too much information in 60 seconds or 30 seconds, and we all go through that frustration when we do commercials. But I thought we could sort of extend this, because I'm thinking that there's so much information around right now, there's so many different sources of information, and yet there's just one thing that happens, and then everybody jumps onto it like there's no more innovation. There's so much information about nothing. I give you the example in Washington last week where there was a crack, a noise. Somebody heard something break and automatically became somebody was on the grounds of the Washington Navy Yard with a gun, and 1,000 police show up out of nowhere, and they put on their flag, and they chase around, run around. And it was one radio station, TOP in Washington, the news station, that took that story, and then everybody copied it. Everybody sent news teams, everybody sent their camera crews, everybody's flying over in their helicopters, and not a damn thing was going on. There wasn't anything to the story, but yet it became magnified to the nth degree by the process of too much information traveling through too little a pipe hole. Yes? No? What do you think of that contingent?
No, I think that happens, and first of all, mistakes like that do happen.
Mm-hmm.
False alarms. The SWAT team comes and
sending 1,000 police.
Well, I mean, we're on edge. We live in a society. This is the age of terror.
And who's? Well, why are we on edge?
We live in
edge?
The age of fear. Come on, this is the fear card.
Yeah.
The fear card shows up. You know, you talk about advertising. The fear card shows up constantly. Are your children safe on the school bus?
Yeah.
Click here to find
film at 11. And then they find somebody who's smoked marijuana and got arrested and happens to be driving a school bus.
I will keep our country free of terrorists if you elect me.
Right.
If you
hope
see something,
change.
Say something.
Mm-hmm.
live in fear, you little wimps.
Yeah.
What can I tell you? We live in the age of terror.
What's
going on? Fly in the Navy.
As talk hosts.
Watch in the Air Force.
Do we take this and run with it, and are we responsible for part of the problem anyway, the problem in part?
We're responsible for most of the problem. Meaning the media.
Oh, yeah, okay. The news media, the talk media.
Not talk radio. No, talk radio is a small player in the bigger media picture.
Mm-hmm.
The media... The biggest problems facing our society today is corruption in government, corruption in big business, incompetence in the media, and a breakdown in education.
And damn, I thought it was Kim Kardashian getting along with her husband.
Right.
Oy.
That's part of the media. That's part of education. Mm-hmm. It all ties together.
All right. In a moment.
We have a lot of work to do to get this country and this world back on the right track.
Right. And we'll do it one day at a time. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with the number 3 story this week in the focus next here on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico. Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that GEICO would be available 24/7, by phone, on the web, or with the GEICO app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
GEICO. Anywhere, anytime.
Hello, I'm Julie Law of Amazon.com. On July 15th, which is the eve of Amazon's 20th birthday, we're introducing Prime Day, a one-day global shopping event offering Prime members more deals than Black Friday. Prime members can shop thousands of lightning deals and receive unlimited, fast, free shipping. The deals start at midnight Pacific time, with new deals starting as often as every 10 minutes. To participate in Prime Day, anyone can sign up for a 30-day free trial of Prime at Amazon.com/Prime Day. Plus, there's so much more to Prime than deals. We're also kicking off the Prime Living Photo Contest, so members can submit photos for the chance to win a $10,000 Amazon gift card. Just show us how Prime has helped you save time or money or have more fun. We call that Prime Living. To participate in the photo contest, go to Amazon.com/Prime Living.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's summer, which means time to grab and go. I'm Risa Jill Miller. With the rush of warm weather, open beaches, and vacation on the mind, it's great to have all the basics on hand. The best way to prep for the day is to have a big canvas tote handy. What's in your tote? Always pack some sunscreen, your sneakers, and change of clothes for last-minute long walks and taking in the sights. Toss in a nice lipstick, hat, powder, and aviator shades, and you're almost there. You know you and your friends will get a craving for something sweet, so add snacks like M&M's Crispy, a treat that satisfies any craving. And it's hard to believe that M&M's Crispy, with sweet rice puff center and candy shell, is 180 calories per singles pack. So snack happy. Just grab them off the grocery shelf and pack them up in your personal goodie bag. Now you're really ready for summer. For more information on M&M's Crispy, please visit MMS.com. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, who is with us every week at this time, we take an hour to go through in tangential order the number 10 through number 1 story. Their research puts them in that perspective, and then the number of people who are being discussed with regularity, they are in a perspective. The number 3 issue this week, focusing on immigration and the sanctuary cities. This is very controversial. There was someone who did a fairly creative job talking about immigration and how it's destroying our environment. That is, we have a million people coming into our population every year that are illegal, Michael. And because most of the illegal, of all the illegal immigration in the entire world, one-third of it is here in America. One-third of all the illegal immigrants that have gone to any country, a third of them are here. And so someone put forth the premise that because we have this high population growth rate, of illegals. And because we are such an industrialized country, that in the growth department, we're converting more and more acreage to suburbs for places for people to live. And these are the compelling reasons that America has problems, because we have so many people that are either being born here or coming into the country, that it's destroying our environment. It is literally ruining the country. So whether you can take that and run with it or not, there are always controversies when it comes to immigration. And some of the people that do this conversation on the air get frustrated because they don't seem to think that they're having any impact. Well, what do you do?
You try to have meaningful conversations, and you try to work it out intelligently. That's all. That's all I could say. I mean, it's such a huge, complicated issue, and it's such a political football. And yeah, there are some pretty bad immigrants, and yeah, there are some pretty good immigrants, and yeah, a certain need for compassion, and yet we should enforce our laws. I mean, we just got to figure out how we want to balance the pros and the cons. I mean, America was built on immigration. And there are people from all over the world that have come to this country. We have to kind of define where we want to be as a nation with our boundaries and you know, how do we want to operate this country going forward. It's not an easy problem to solve. And, you know, I would be crazy to try to take it on right now in the limited time we have to tell you what the answer to the problem is. All I could say to you is it's one of the biggest problems we face. And fortunately, we have talk radio that approaches it from just about every angle. Talk radio does a pretty good job with this topic.
Well, it does. Every year you go to the – there is a convention in in Washington, that's run by a group called FAIR, an immigration group that finds a reason for being, but does it find hope in its work?
Actually, FAIR has had a more and more difficult time keeping the immigration reform issue in front of the American public. I had a conversation with one of the most active talk show hosts in America, Joyce Kaufman, down at WFTL in Florida, about this yesterday. And she said she loves the fact that Donald Trump has been making so much noise. I said, you like Trump? She says, no, I don't like Trump. I like that Trump has been making a lot of noise, bringing the immigration issue back into the discussion. And, of course, now the sanctuary cities issue and the tragedy that happened and that sparked that. This is a big topic. My opinion is it's got to be dealt with rationally, not irrationally, and certainly not with hatred. And but then again, one should not accuse anybody who thinks we need to have reform as being a hater. One of the problems with this issue is if you bring it up, certain circles say, oh, you're a racist. Well, that's not true. Although there are a lot of racists who like to bring it up. It makes for strange bedfellows, this political discussion. And that's part of why it's so complicated.
On both sides, it does.
Yes.
That word gets so overused now. You're a racist if, and you can fill in the blank just because you say something that might be construed as denigrating to a particular. The Redskins controversy, that came back into, let's see, the number nine position. They lost their trademark right. Oh, how? In a country that extols the value of free speech, so what if the team is called the Redskins? This fascinates me, frankly.
Yeah, it is fascinating, isn't it? And even though it is troubling to do something that may or may not hurt the feelings of a lot of people, to make it law or to take away their intellectual property rights does make you scratch your head and wonder whether or not we're going too far with this political correctness. Whatever happened to good old social pressure, you know? Social pressure is the remedy for abridging free speech rights. Social pressure, that, you know.
And don't we bring that about by good conversation about these issues on the air? It sometimes can be fun, can be foolish, can be serious, but these good, well-thought-out discussions that we've been known for over the years have certainly changed. I can remember in Massachusetts, where you and I both live, when Michael Dukakis was the governor, there was a proposal to build a prison in a small, sleepy little town called New Braintree in sort of mid-central Massachusetts. It's a farming community. There are about 3,000 people who live there. And Dukakis and his group thought, okay, this would be a great place to put a prison. There's nobody around. We own a lot of land. The state has land out there. Let's build a prison. Well, one host named Jerry Williams got onto that. Now, he didn't like Dukakis, but he didn't like anybody.
So, he was a populist.
He would get on the air, and he pounded away at this over and over again, and he got them to change their mind. He single-handedly was the great example of how somebody can take an issue and really run with it, and he did, and he killed the idea of putting that prison out there. So
yeah, he actually influenced a lot of public policy.
He did.
And I think that could be done again today. It's just that it has to be the right guy and the right issue.
Yeah, you got to find an angry guy who's intelligent like he was, who has sort of a sense of humor about himself. But he was pretty much the same off the air as he was on the air.
I'll tell you something, that works better locally.
Yeah.
And you know, the state of Massachusetts is like one big city, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
It's a state that has a lot of community.
Yep. All right, so there's another overview of the hot hits in talk radio with lots of thoughtful and provocative ideas from Michael Harrison, a few once in a while from me. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here on The Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Time now, 53 after the hour, our visit with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, one of the country's leading experts on scams and identity theft. But we bring him on to review some of the issues that have legal connotations and or connections on our list of the Talkers top 10 for this past week, top 10 top topics. Illegal immigration with a focus on these sanctuary cities. This has become, as the week went on, more and more of a focus because of that shootout. The fellow who'd been deported five times, Steve, he picks up a gun that came from an FBI. I mean, the whole thing is so doggone bizarre. But the focus on San Francisco as a place where these people can go and feel safe, I think, is what created most of the stir, right?
Yeah, because there are a number of cities like San Francisco that have their own city regulations that do not allow cooperation with the immigration officials, and frankly, the law enforcement there had to follow the city rules. However, you know, the reasoning behind it is understandable in the sense that you don't want members of immigrant and minority communities to feel that the police police aren't on their side, and it isn't really the job of the local police to be policing immigration policy. On the other hand, this is just absurd where some kind of cooperation for violent criminals like this could have possibly even prevented this murder. So there's got to be a review of this sanctuary law. It doesn't pass the smell test.
It's just unhealthy all the way around, it would seem. Okay, yeah. Another item from the list, the rising cost of health care and the aspects of the Supreme Court ruling. Is the challenge put forth the last time around, is it finished? And then, if that's the case, how in the world is it going to be justifiable when you look at the increase, some of them 40-50% in health care costs next year? There's got to be a challenge to that somehow, Steve.
Well, there will be, but it's not the fault necessarily of the Affordable Care Act. The Affordable Care Act is now here. The last challenge before the Supreme Court really was their last and best shot at it. So now you're going to have to make some changes in the laws, but it's not going to be done by the courts. Frankly, fraud in the medical system and Medicare fraud in particular is a huge, huge issue, which would bring down the cost for everyone, and it hasn't been fought sufficiently. The laws haven't been enforced enough, but there's also just so much waste in this system that's really where the emphasis should be. And the companies, they don't seem to care. They just keep raising the rates.
Well, it's exactly the same proposition as the Defense Department, and now the tax dollars are going into the medical system. It would seem to me that we ought to be not just protesting, but there ought to be some legal action for the waste, fraud, and corruption that is so much a part of government spending. You know, the Government Accounting Office says instead of spending $700 billion for the Defense Department, we'd get exactly the same services if you eliminate the waste and the fraud and the corruption if we spent $460 billion. So that's telling you that there's $240 billion worth of waste in the Defense Department, so that if you spread it around, it's easy to conjecture a number of $1 trillion a year being wasted by...
Well, yeah, and it's worse in the healthcare system. Far worse, and really that's where the emphasis could be. Healthcare could be made affordable. Unfortunately, it's not the kind of thing where we as citizens can bring an action, although there's an old interesting law called the writ of mandamus, and what that is citizens have a right to petition that certain public officials are not doing their job. And one could argue that the Justice Department and the Department of Health and Human Services are not enforcing the laws to reduce and eliminate this waste. So, maybe you do have something there.
Yeah. All right. Final focus on the Redskins losing their trademark right. How the heck can that judge decide that, and what's the outcome?
I think it's going to hold this time. The first time the Supreme Court on a technicality dismissed the lawsuit brought by some Native Americans. Here the Patent and Trademark Board had ruled that the trademark of the Redskins was not to be allowed to be continued because it disparaged a group.
Regulation. Who are they to figure that out? Or to decide that?
There are sufficient studies. I mean, it's like you wouldn't have a group, a team called the N-Words or something like that, although we do have the Vancouver Canucks, so yeah. We did have the Vancouver Canucks.
Right.
But I think this decision is going to stand. This is the judge. They'll appeal from here, but I do think it will stand.
Pretty outrageous. All right, Steve, thank you. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, check out his website, scamaside.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and...
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.